This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Behind home plate, we bringing it to them all day. All day. You know what's up? Welcome to Birdland. Birdland. Win or lose, we bringing it to you always. Always. You know what's up? Welcome to Birdland. Orange or black, we rebuild the pack. No matter where we at, you know we coming back. Section 336, we on this, so tune in. Tune in. You know what's up? Welcome to Birdland. Yeah, yeah. Welcome to Birdland. You know what's up?
Come the boys from Section 336.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Baltimore sports fans of all ages, welcome to Section 336, next generation of Baltimore sports talk. I am your endearingly stuttering host, Matt Soroka. As always, I'm joined by the button lover, Josh Soroka.
Oh, joined by me. I thought you were going to say joined by Adley Rushman. I mean, he's got nothing else to do tonight, right?
Not tonight. Not tonight. Well, yeah, he's got the minor league off days, so good for him.
Uh-huh. Do you, is he really at Camden Yards, or do you think people are spreading lies?
I never even knew that was a rumor.
Oh, so yeah, there's
this
someone.
This is literally the first I'm hearing of it.
Someone posted a picture that he just dropped Adley off at Camden Yards at like 6 o'clock tonight.
Oh, I saw that. I had to do a little block party, because then Rock, a bogus Rock account.
Was trying to promote it.
He just got blocked. Yeah, okay. He got blocked from me tonight.
I
block every fake account I've ever seen. I miss the good old days, Josh. I was thinking, I just read Stephen King's newest novel, Billy Summers. And I miss the good old days when we would just sit around and talk about latest books we were reading.
Billy Summers? Why does that name sound familiar?
Well, that's the name of his new novel. I don't know.
Okay. It's not related to any of his old novels?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. The name sounds familiar.
I didn't like it very much. But then I felt like it was I missed something, because I thought it was like one of my least favorite. No,
really?
It was my least favorite Stephen King book
I've
ever read.
Stephen King.
I love Stephen King. I hated this book.
Okay.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't enjoy it that much. And then I looked on Goodreads, because I always see what Goodreads says. I just do it after. I don't like any spoilers. And it got like 4.38 stars, which is huge, which is a great score on Goodreads.
That's weird.
So like everyone loved it except for me. So I think I'm the problem. Maybe I was in a bad mood when I read it or something.
Maybe so. So you were saying you it made you remind the good COVID times where there was no sports to talk about. So we talked about books.
Yeah. Those are the good old times.
Yeah.
We would just talk about things that we liked. It wasn't just books.
right. Things that,
What have we been up to this week? What do we like?
Did we even have a segment for that we called that?
Yeah, Ball Four, right? Or it was...
Well, no, Ball Four was us trying to control that so it didn't take up the whole show.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But
I did some studio work this week.
Nice.
I did a bunch of work to our EQ and our voices and stuff in last week's episode. So I think I think some of the audio sounds better now.
Okay.
So this week I played with some stuff. And what's something that's been missing to the show basically since I moved to Florida?
Dan Duquette giggling.
I got my buttons back.
Oh, you got your buttons back.
I got my buttons back.
Yeah.
Like, and
then Elias doesn't have a giggle like that.
And then it made me, as I'm reloading buttons in it, and I got my buttons back, I love that you picked one that I actually found. It made me wonder, like, now in 2022, what buttons am I allowed to use? Can I still use Donald Trump talking about how great of a quarterback Joe Flacco is?
Yeah, that's fair game.
Can I use this?
Good evening. Now, I know it's a hot night.
You all want to get into
baseball.
I got to cut Kevin Spacey out.
Yeah.
You know Kevin Spacey? Yeah.
You got to cut Kevin Spacey. He's been canceled.
All right. When can I still use bumpers like this?
Hey, this is Kevin Gosman. You're listening to Section 336, Baltimore's best sports talk.
Hey, I saw war leaders in baseball right now, Manny Machado, Kevin Gosman. So
that stings a little.
Best players in baseball.
That stings a little, doesn't it?
Yeah, you hate to see that. I don't want guys to struggle, but I also don't want guys to be the best in the league once they leave the Orioles either.
Right.
Though the Manny Machado doesn't surprise me at all.
No,
Kevin Gosman, ups and downs with the Orioles, as we know.
Right. Yeah. You know me. I like to see that players put it together, but it definitely stings that it's not here in Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully those days are over. Now we hopefully we can retain our talent and develop our talent, I guess. Develop and retain it. That's the key. Develop it, then retain it. Right now we're still in the developmental stage. We'll find out soon if we're also in the retention stage as well.
The retention?
Yeah. Anyone can develop it, but can you retain it after you develop it?
Well, I don't have any buttons about retainment yet because all these buttons are old buttons. So we're going to have to modernize.
You don't have a single Michael Elias button probably, do you?
I have no Michael Elias buttons. I got this button.
How many podcasts are there out there?
There's four.
This is another problem. I feel like I say podcast funny.
Say what?
Podcast.
This is a podcast. Yeah. All right. Not podcast. A podcast.
Right. Why do you have a button from episode one?
Because you didn't know what a podcast was.
Okay, no one did, Josh. That was 10 years ago.
I know. And now they don't even make iPods anymore. I don't know. Yes. I saw that in my buttons and I said, well, that one's going in. Can I still use this?
Yeah, you can still use that.
Chris Davis is still acceptable.
Yeah. Can we get a little Drunk Bert? That's one of my favorite buttons. Drunk JJ Bert. Hardy or whatever.
They're not all organized. This is a Bert noise. There's a little Bert for you. All
right. Bring Bert back in the show.
Yeah.
For the coconuts.
I'll tell you what.
If we can get Mike Elias saying a button about how he's in the talent acquisition stage, because I think Mike Elias, for the next 100 years, will probably be in the talent acquisition stage. So if we just have that button, I think we'll be good to go.
I will work on that. But anyway, now that the soundboard's back and I found a way that it works well over the internet, more sound clips will be coming in. So the buttons are back.
All right. Cool. Well, we got some stuff to get to up and down. Up and down week for the Orioles, up and down, up early, down later.
Oh, before that weekend, I was getting ready for a little bit of this. I mean, we had an episode last week where we were pretty pumped up on the Orioles.
Yeah. I mean, you threw around the P word more than I did. I hinted at the P word.
I said I didn't think the P word would happen.
Articulate the P word.
And of course, by P word, we mean.
It's easy to sum it up. When you just talk about practice, we sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about
practice. No
one
should have given Josh's buttons back.
The problem is, my buttons came back, and they're like 5-6 years old.
But isn't that, I mean, Allen Iverson, that's, I think, the greatest clip, interview clip, conference clip, or whatever. But isn't that a little bit where we are with Adley Rutschman? In AAA, it's kind of practice, right? It's practice for the majors. And I feel like that's where, what are we talking about with Adley? Practice. Yeah. We're not even talking about him playing in the game. We're not talking about a game for Adley.
But he went 0-4 with the Tide yesterday.
Yeah. So let's start there, Josh. I think we're itching to see Adley. I think I predicted like last week he would make his appearance. Some people said the opening homestand tonight. Other people are saying Friday. No one really knows because the Orioles are very tight-lipped about this stuff. Two questions I want to talk about. Adley Rutschman, how do you feel about him not being here tonight? And also, how do you feel about the Orioles and them being so tight-lipped about how do you think they're handling the Adley Rutschman situation? Because I feel like you're more into that angle than even should Adley be here or not. You're into how the Orioles handle that angle.
I'm also in the angle of the fans annoy me. So
yeah, like, Josh, you just hate people.
So I'm like,
made me laugh because your tweet shows sometimes you like reveal how much you just hate fans.
Well, when I see that all the fans are like, bring Adley, bring Adley, bring Adley. Why isn't Adley up here tonight? What's going on? Why is Adley
you think
not
all
here?
Fans are idiots.
I bought my tickets to see Adley. It's like it makes me want to say, all right, let's fold Adley out for another month. I want to see these fans freak out.
Josh, why did I miss something? Why did so many people buy tickets for today's game to see Adley?
I knew it was
a chance because it was a homestand.
Right.
But I would not go buy a ticket because I think Adley, there was no way to know.
I looked at flights. I didn't purchase a flight.
But you want to purchase a flight?
I looked at it.
The Orioles have said nothing about promoting Adley.
The Orioles are going to give me a little notice. I don't even I don't even think this is Friday.
It might not be.
I think if it was Friday, they'll tell you by Wednesday.
But Josh, the problem is, if it's not this Friday, when is
June.
It? I mean, it's June. The very end of May.
Yeah.
Because then we go unless he opens on a visiting team.
Right. No, you're doing it at home. You would think, but I don't understand it either. I saw so many people, even the On the Verge guys. Show's canceled tonight. We're all going to the game, so they all invested, thinking Adley would be there. Like,
yeah.
And hey, they're the only podcast to pull Mike Elias. So if anyone knows anything, it's them. But they still fell for it. I don't understand, and that's why I kind of decided to like just I'm turning on the fans.
Well, also like there's a lot of talk unpack here, but like with Kyle Bradish,
yeah,
I thought they called Kyle Bradish up, you know, a couple of weeks after he was probably ready. I was tweeting angry that they weren't calling him up, and then they waited a couple of weeks and then called him up.
Right.
So this isn't
and it worked
this,
out.
So right, far. But this like being slow to promote talent. I mean, we're watching Owens. We're watching, Odor. We're watching bad players because Mike Elias is so freaking slow to promote prospects, even mid-level prospects, let alone high-level prospects, to the majors. Elias is slow with it.
One of the guys from 105.7 today was tweeting that the Orioles are messing with Adley's career by not bringing him up yet.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. This isn't a yo-yo game. This isn't a Gausman and Arrieta. We're not going to yo-yo these guys. When he's ready, he'll be ready.
Yeah.
He's not going to make he'll make an impact on the Orioles. The Orioles aren't going to the playoffs this year.
The same people who say that, and listen, I want Adley to appear as much as anybody, but and I do think he increases our – I mean, I know you think that – you tweeted out, like, people think Adley means we're going to
be
competitive all of a sudden.
I see it. You know how it's
worse? I do. I'm that guy.
Not Adley alone.
Yeah, but Adley plus what we have, plus more guys coming. Like I think it's
The plus more guys coming and next year. I don't think you bring Adley on this. The Orioles are losing right now 4-1 as we watch this. If Adley was playing tonight, are you saying they're going to win?
I'm saying they have a better chance to win. Yes.
Sure, they have a better chance.
One of our worst positions.
Yes.
With an above average position.
I agree with that.
It increases our chance of winning every night out.
Sure, I agree with that. I don't think it jumps us into the playoffs.
I don't know because I was so excited last week. I don't know.
I know you were.
But the thing about it is, Josh, Mike Elias, those same people who are criticizing Mike Elias for this are also the people who are all in on Mike Elias developing talent and doing all these things right. So how can you say Mike Elias does all this stuff right, but then when it comes to Adley, Elias is doing it wrong. Either Mike Elias knows what he's doing,
or he doesn't,
or he doesn't. And I don't know how you can have both ways with it. The other thing is, we don't watch Adley Rutschman every single day. He's only been, like he said, 3 weeks, right? Yeah. He had no spring training. So he's had 3 weeks of hitting against live major league pitching or professional pitching. And I don't know, is his timing a little bit off, right? Because that happens, especially at the beginning of the year. Is it something, or is he hitting the ball hard
every time? Is it
bad luck? Like, we just don't know because we don't see him every day. So people just saying all of a sudden, and I know we shouldn't judge based on the batting average. He's proven he can hit at this level. But still, it could be you just want to get his timing a little bit better before you bring him up because you want to bring him up when he's kind of fully ready to go playing his best.
I don't forget
that argument.
He is coming back from an injury.
Yeah, that is true too.
And he has not played two back-to-back games behind the plate.
Yeah, I think he's played one back-to-back game, I think. Yeah.
This weekend then? Was this weekend his first?
I think he played back-to-back.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday then?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Okay.
But that's it. And so you're right. And this is what they did with Kyle Bradish. They waited till he could go and throw six innings and seven innings. They didn't bring him up while he was still building up his innings. Like they put him up when he's ready to go.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing the same thing with Adley. They want his timing to be down, have him ready to catch every day. Like they want him good to go. They don't want to have to fool with him in the majors as far as where he's playing and give him rest. They just want him to be full go.
Right. Exactly.
When he hits with Soros.
So I'm not concerned. I think it could be Friday. I think there's a good chance it's Friday. But it might not be.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
I would love Grayson pitches Wednesday. So you got a Grayson Rodriguez to Adley Rutschman on Wednesday, which I think is good. As many of those as you can have is a good thing.
Exactly. You're not the type of guy, an Oriole fan, who's saying bring Grayson up to Baltimore for Wednesday?
No, but I'm saying after Wednesday start, things go well. Maybe a double promotion. Bring Adley and Grayson up together. I wouldn't mind seeing that action. I think Grayson's close.
The hope is that Grayson and Adley are linked together for many, many years.
Yeah. The other thing, though, Josh, about Twitter two things. This was so predictable because we all lost our mind with Jamai Jones, and he's not even a good player.
Right.
When last year when Jamai Jones wasn't caught up. So obviously when a good player, we're gonna lose our minds. But also I think what we need to remember is this is, I think, so important. People on Twitter, Oriole fans, diehard Oriole fans who tweet a lot, I think forget sometimes that not every Oriole fan is always on Twitter. Like that is not a reflection. No. Orioles Twitter is not a reflection of the whole fan base. No.
Go to Facebook. So it's even worse.
And so, I'm sure it is. I don't spend any time on Facebook, but I'm sure it's worse. But so this idea that the Orioles need to, and here's what I want to ask you about what the Orioles should do. I don't feel like the Orioles need to hold a press conference to announce that Adley's not playing Monday. I feel like
that's what people want.
A bit silly. Yeah. Well, they want the Orioles to say something. When is Adley going to make his appearance? When he's not ready. Making it Monday, and everyone said he was going to make it Monday by everyone, I guess, people on Twitter.
Nobody said they were going to make it. Never mind. I said he was going to make it on Monday.
I said he was going to make it.
It 3 months ago that he was going to make it on Monday.
Yeah.
But
that's the thing. That's the thing, too. I was listening to on the way home. I was listening to Kenny Wyman and Jason Lakampaka on 105.7, who literally had the show at Pickles. I'm pretty sure just in anticipation of Adley Rutschman starting, they had to show up Pickles, and then they were all going to the game after. And they said that they marked it on the calendar at the beginning of the season, right. this date.
Which is what I did.
But that's fine. But
I'm a fan. They're a fan.
But also,
like, the Orioles are going to give you a heads up.
Yeah, but Mike Elias might have circled this date too, Josh.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you get more recent information.
Yeah.
That makes you, whether it's Adley Rutschman feeling sore, his timing's off, whatever, you get more recent information and you adjust it. You don't have to circle the date a year ahead of time and that has to be the date. Like, Mike Elias is really smart.
Yeah.
You think Mike Elias is going to, like, all of a sudden become dumb when it deals with Adley Rutschman? No, like, he knows what he's doing. And listen, I want Adley here too, but I can wait another week. I'm okay.
I can wait another month, whatever it takes. Next year's what I care about.
Yeah, a month is pushing it for me. A month is pushing it for me.
Friday sounds great. Let's keep up that new guy Friday movement.
Yeah.
But no.
I mean, the arguments for Adley being here are legit. He's 24. He played at AAA last year, proved he could play at that level. He was drafted at a college bat, polished college bat. His defense is there. All the arguments for him being here are valid, I think. But I also trust this organization to get – Adley Rutschman, right. And you're right, Josh. This offense right now is atrocious, and Adley Rutschman isn't going to save this offense at this point.
Has the internet ruined? Is the internet ruining Adley Rutschman's debut? I think back to Matt Wieters, and we were really excited about Matt Wieters coming up.
Wieters for Wieters, and then go to the game, yeah.
But it wasn't nonstop. Also, it was in 2009. I don't even know if Twitter was around then. It wasn't nonstop on the internet, bring up Matt, bring up Matt, bring up Matt.
Yeah.
We got excited. We knew he was a special talent. The Orioles gave us plenty of notice to get excited for the game.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. There was like a several days notice before the game.
Because you made phone calls and put together a barbecue.
Absolutely.
So there was notice. And we were excited. We went to it. It was fun. They'll do the same thing with Adley. When he's ready. They didn't tell us every day wasn't a Matt Wieters watch.
Yeah. Well, and I remember, you know, speaking of Orioles stars, in 2012 when Manny Machado made his first appearance, how cool it was because it was out of nowhere, right? Yeah. Like, he was this young player. I think he was still 20 at the time, playing in Double-A. Had he made a Triple-A, wasn't even playing the right position. And all of a sudden, they just called him up one day. And it was so, like, it was so awesome because it lacked that anticipation. So it was like a bomb surprising everybody.
Right.
Well, you're right, Josh. Now it's been so hyped. And like, I don't know, it's almost like it's the opposite of like Adley of Manny Machado when it's surprised and dropped it. Now it's just going to be fine. It's not going to be even like pumped. It's going to be like, well, it's about time. Finally, about time. Like, that's how we're all going to be with Adley.
Here's a tweet. A guy that should clearly know something about and a guy I would expect more of than your average Oriole fan. I can and will defend just about everything Mike Elias has done so far. I cannot defend this. You know, the fan base has been talking about today as Adley's debut for weeks. Does that mean you have to call them up? No, absolutely not. But to say nothing one way or the other is wrong. Then a response from someone else who should know better says it's getting ridiculous at this point. I don't think they have to give the fans constant updates, but we need to get notice.
Yeah. And that's fan.
Another one.
Twitter driven, right? These are not Oriole driven.
No, these fan. And these comments I'm reading are all people who either podcast or blog about the Orioles. They should know better.
Yeah.
Another response. Agree with this 100%. His debut today, 2 weeks ago, a month, now doesn't change anything in the grand scheme, but listen to your fans. They want him now. I don't want the fans to dictate how this team runs.
Yeah.
I do not want this.
And listen,
he would have been here in opening day, not because the fans wanted him, because Michael Elias wanted him.
Yeah.
You cannot let fans dictate this. If you want fans to dictate things, they're not going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mike Elias, listen, if he hasn't shown by now, it's clear Mike Elias does not pander to fans, right? If he did, we would have signed someone in the offseason, right? He doesn't care about outside pressures. Mike Elias has a system he feels very strongly in, and it can be frustrating for me sometimes because I want him to sign free agent pitchers.
Right.
And I want him to call up Adley already. And I want him to, by the way, we haven't got to it, but the reason our offense is so bad right now has a lot to do with Mike Elias sitting on his hands during free agency, and so this team has zero depth, and we're being exposed for it now.
Because we're not a team of depth. We're a team that's got plans for the future, but not plans for this year.
Yes, and so when any starter gets hurt, we have no plan B. We have to go to some retreads or whatever. Yep. But to the original point...
But I also can't blame him for that. I mean, yes, it's his fault, but I understand the logic of, if this season doesn't matter... Why do you need a plan B, a plan C, if there's no plan A?
Yes, and if this season mattered, Josh, the best catcher in our organization right now is Adley Rutschman. Like, he is better than Ben Boom. He's better than Chirinos. Like, he's the best catcher now on our team.
But this year doesn't matter.
Elias feels like, I feel like Elias, that's how Elias feels, right? Like Elias's goal, he's been upfront with this, is to maximize his chance at making the playoffs kind of as much as he can. And he realizes, go to Fangraphs right now. The Boston Red Sox have a worse record than us. The Boston Red Sox, according to Fangraphs, have an 18% chance of making the playoffs. We have a better record than them.
Right.
According to Fangraphs, you know what our percentage chance of making the playoffs is?
3.
0, Josh. 0%. We have I don't know how that's possible, but we have a 0%, according to Fangraphs, chance to make the playoffs.
No.
Do you think Mike Elias is paying attention to that? Yes. Mike Elias knows the playoff odds of the Orioles, and he's not going to call up Adley Rutschman, even if he is the best player, a best catcher on our team, because it's not going to go from 0% to 1% if they call Adley Rutschman up. It's not. It's going to have zero impact on the. Now, if it was at 40% and calling Adley up would make it at 60%, Adley would be here right now. I promise you he would be.
You know, if I was Mike Elias, I would have flown Adley up here. Elf day, I say, hey, I'm not bringing you up to the majors yet, but I want you to sit here right behind home plate and watch the game with me. I want to make every fan go crazy watching this game on TV. And then after the game, you can catch back up with Norfolk.
Yeah. Michael Elias is not a troll like you, Josh.
No, I would troll the fan base at this point. This fan base
But that
is
would
ridiculous.
Also be, Josh, a little bit of this, though. Does it concern you at all that a little bit of this might be trolling Adley Rutschman? Adley Rutschman.
It's not trolling. Like, is a human being. Doesn't care.
You don't think he cares?
I mean, he cares.
He wants to be with the Orioles. He thinks he's ready to be with the Orioles. He's 24.
Yes.
He's seeing Bobby Witt, a little high school kid, make his debut before him. And you think he doesn't care about that?
He cares. I think he and the Orioles are on the same page.
I think Adley's mad.
I think he's not. No.
I think he's mad. I'd be mad if I was him. I want to be in the majors. You don't want to be in Triple A taking the bus.
I think he's not ready to be up here. I think he's still working on getting back to 100% with this injury.
Okay.
Full go does not mean 100%.
Then what does full go mean, Josh, if it doesn't mean 100%?
It means you're going, but you still have to put it to the test. It means full range.
Full go. It's not partial go. It's full go.
Yeah, full go. As in you're playing every day.
I'm full go.
You can't say I'm full go and I'm not catch every single day.
Well, that's the Orioles. That's the Orioles messing with them. He's full go. The Orioles aren't.
He can't be full go if he just caught back to back days for the first time. He's not full go.
Well, because the Orioles won't let him be full go, Josh.
Because he's not ready. It's not like they're like, oh yeah, he's all healthy, but let's let him go.
Yeah,
he's
but Josh, how would you feel? Go. Josh, how would you feel? You are full go. All right, forget what the organization says. What if you felt, Josh, that you were 100%, you were 100% at your best, and you were the best catcher organization, and you were 24, and guys you were drafted with are now all playing the majors, and you're still playing for Norfolk, Josh? How would that make you feel?
Depends. I would.
It not depends. It would make you angry. Well, it would. It has to. You're human.
I mean,
and it doesn't mean he's mad at the Orioles. It doesn't mean he's like,
but he might not be mad at the Orioles.
But he is. He would as mad at not playing. You got to be. You got to be frustrated that you're not with the Orioles.
Maybe, or you're not frustrated because you are talking to the coaches. You are talking to the health. You are talking to Mike Elias. You are talking to these people all the time that us, the fans, are not talking to.
You're right. We're not privy to most things. We know very little.
I agree. A
couple knucklehead podcasters.
Yep. That's about it.
But Josh, you agree that the Orioles should announce something.
They
should announce prior to his first game, they should give a heads up and say this is his first game. Or no?
I think they should announce something, but I don't.
Can I say something?
Don't.
I don't know if Mike Elias knows if he's going to be here Friday. Like, I think Mike Elias still might be talking to coaches at Norfolk, still waiting and seeing, still seeing how things go before he makes a decision about Friday. I think it's possible Mike Elias doesn't know.
Right. I agree.
I think everyone assumes Mike Elias has a date circled in his calendar, but it could be, I don't want to shock anybody, it could be Mike Elias is taking in current information that influences when Adley Rutschman's first game will be, and Mike Elias doesn't quite know yet.
Yeah.
He has some tentative dates, but he doesn't quite know.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
It just seems. I think about, like, we waited this long from the draft through all this. I mean, I get the frustrated part is Mike Elias. We talked about in the pandemic shortened season, Mike Elias said, oh, you could be seeing Adley Rutschman. And then at the beginning of this season, well, you know, if he didn't get hurt, he could have been here for opening day.
Right.
He was at the fast track to the opening day starter.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's healthy and still not here. Ooh. So I get the frustration.
I get it. I don't see it as, I don't see the frustration as, I guess, that way. I see it as he would be here if this team was competitive. That was the promise a couple of years ago.
I think your stance is more, you're right, even then, it was if we're in the playoff hunt. Like,
right.
Mike Elias is like, he just wants the playoffs. That's all he wants.
Right.
And he will do anything kind of within the roster. I think to get, like, and this is what I said before, and I think it's true. If all of a sudden we're somehow, by some miracle, we are better than 0%, according to Fangraphs, and we have a 30% chance to make the playoffs in, you know, July or August, and he feels like Gunnar Henderson can push us up to 35 or 40% chance. Like, I think he'll pull the trigger even on Gunnar Henderson this year.
Yes.
If we're in the playoffs.
Sure.
If we're not in the playoff hunt, though, and Mike Elias says, is this going to increase our chance to make the playoffs? No, it won't. Okay. Then I'm not doing anything.
Right.
I think that's how Mike Elias views it. Everything in terms of the playoff lens. And some people don't like it. I don't like it sometimes. But I think that's just how he views things.
No, I agree. And we just got swept by the Tigers. So I don't think we're in the playoff hunt.
Yeah,
we've got guys injured with no backup plan on them.
Yeah, we got swept by the Tigers because of our injuries. Judge, we have, you know, our offense runs scored. We're second to last in baseball in runs scored. Second to last in runs scored. And part of that is, if you look at the stupid Detroit, because we said go last episode, we said, you know, you go to St. Louis,
right,
then you go to Detroit. If we can take, what did we say, four out of six in those two or three game series, and we took 2 out of 3 against the better team, yeah. right? We took 2 out of 3 against St. Louis, and we're like, oh man, we just got to take 2 out of 3 from Detroit, and then we're, you know, sitting freaking pretty. And then in that Detroit series, though, of course, as we know, the offense, I mean, here's the run scored. The first game, 2, then 0, then 1. I mean, that whole series, we scored 3 runs in 3 games against Detroit. And part of it has to do with we don't have that many great offensive players, but Austin Hayes has been our best offensive player for the majority of the year.
Yeah.
He got hurt.
True.
Our next best player, Ryan Mountcastle, he got hurt. And then most recently, Jorge Mateo, he got hurt. 3 really important key offensive contributors who have no backups. who if you lose, I mean, what we're talking about here, if you lose Austin Hayes, in comes Ryan McKenna. Yeah. Like, that's not, I mean, we're going with Tyler Nevins. And I like Tyler Nevins. I think he's young, but he's no Ryan Mountcastle.
Right.
If we lose Mateo, we're going with Chris Owens. Like, it's a huge downgrade between these top talented guys. And the lineup today is a freaking joke. It's an embarrassing lineup today. It's the only way to call it.
Right. And it was even worse yesterday.
I mean, Urias today was our cleanup hitter. I think it was a cleanup hitter the other day as well.
Right.
Like, that's when you know you've gone wrong. And Tyler Nevin, bat number 5. Like,
and it's yet you Orioles suckered all these fans into buying tickets for Monday night.
Yeah, to see this lineup.
Right.
Brilliant by the Orioles.
The Orioles did nothing except for lower ticket prices to $4.
Yeah, but they literally did nothing. Like, the whole even come and watch the game today was fan-driven. It wasn't even like... though there was... I did, like, Ben McDonald did make on TV, was talking about... I mean, they've been talking about a lot of the Rutschman, too. So, I mean... But, yeah, the Orioles did nothing to encourage it, but... The fans showed up, so good for the Orioles to sell those tickets.
Hey, it's why the Orioles are not surprisingly one of the lowest attendance teams this year.
Yeah, and we appreciate the Yankees, Yankee fans continuing to give us their money.
Yep. So
thank you, Yankee fans,
exactly.
For that.
Exactly. And hey, it is nice. This team's not in the playoffs, but they're not 100 loss. They're not on pace for 100 losses. And there's five or six teams that are on pace for 100 losses.
That's fine, but Josh, with this lineup, we'll lose over 100 games.
Yes. Yes, this lineup will. Hopefully this lineup is not that long.
Yeah,
Hayes was swinging today. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, they said Austin Hayes could be available to pinch it. I mean, you saw the injury, Josh. You see how Austin Hayes injured his hand?
Yeah, where he got stepped on.
Yeah. You take issue with him diving into first base?
I don't think it gets you there faster, but I don't have an issue with it.
Josh, I talked about this last week.
Says it doesn't work, but...
We talked about Austin Hayes is going to get hurt in that left field.
Yeah, because Austin Hayes has 1 speed.
Yes. So the injury doesn't surprise me at all. Like, this was not that specific injury, but I knew he would get injured at some point because he's freaking reckless.
Yes.
He goes 110%. And other people try hard, but he tries hard in this reckless way.
But it's what
I don't care.
It's what we love about him.
Yeah, it's also kind of what makes him great. So you don't want to take that away from him at all. Yes. I like that. And if it means every now and then someone will step on him and I'll get a few stitches, then I'm willing to live with that. The other injury recently was Jorge Mateo. Josh, you have an issue with, did you see the Torkelson play?
Yeah.
Dirty play by Torkelson?
No.
Baseball?
No. Mateo turned into it. Mateo thought he was going to go make a play.
Okay.
So Mateo went to the inside. I don't have it. Okay. Nothing was dirty about it. This was no Donaldson. This was no Batista.
We don't need to throw at people's heads next time we play him.
No. Did you have it? You didn't think it was a dirty play, did you?
No, I had no issue.
All right.
I've grown, I think Oriole fans have really grown to love Jorge Mateo.
Yeah.
And both Austin Hayes and Jorge Mateo. Like, they're fast, they're exciting players, so it just sucks to have them out of the lineup, especially when the replacements are so pedestrian.
Right.
The other injury is a little more concerning, Josh. Ryan Mountcastle. Left forearm strain. You hear Mountcastle talk about it. Like, he is even kind of seems pretty confused with what's going on.
Right.
Which makes you nervous when, you don't know exactly what's wrong because maybe it's hard to fix. But it just his soreness in his left forearm. 10-day IL. I guess we'll see, in a few days if he is back or if, you know, that 10-day turns into longer. Hopefully it's just 10 days.
And it wasn't a hand laceration or something? Or no, that was Hayes.
Hayes, so with the stitches. His was a left forearm strain
I just Googled the whole thing trying to get an update.
But it wasn't clear when or where it happened.
Yeah, do you think they're being more cautious again back to the this year doesn't matter and we need Mountcastle in next year?
Well, we were in a crazy situation in the last game against St. Louis where we literally had a one-person bench, which is insane to think about it because Urias had like bruised ribs or something and Odor was suffering from a sinus infection. So it's like, oh man, like we can't. Things were going so well. And part of this is, and this is just across the league, we saw this with the Ravens in football, like a war of attrition, who can stay healthy.
Yeah.
But it's also like over 162 games. This is why like depth is so important. Like, and, you know, great teams have not only good starters, but good backups. And
right.
And we barely have good starters at this point.
And this is why also a lot of people question of baseball in the past 20 years with these where you're tuning your kid at a young age to play baseball all year, if that's really best for the player. Like, is it best to have a player who from the age of 10 to 24 has played baseball year round and nothing else but baseball and focused on one position? Especially we hear it with pitchers a lot, but across the board, is it better to focus on pitching or is it better to go the Ben McDonald route of basketball and pitching and off seasons and resting like we used to do?
Yeah, I mean, and that's something that's almost impossible to tell, but
you hear that more with the Tommy John argument.
Yeah, but people who don't have kids who are elementary, starting elementary age to middle school, if you don't have those kids, you don't know. It is wild out here. It is wild out here. No matter what the sport is, you should be playing it every month of the year if you want to stay competitive. It is absolutely wild, Josh.
I don't think it's good. I agree with that. But and
that's why I know my son will never be a stud athlete because he's not going to play the same sport every single month of the year.
Trust
me. So he's going to get behind or whatever.
Little League just ended.
It's just wild.
Little League just ended. And now the conversation is summer camps for baseball and then fall ball for baseball.
Yeah. That's true with every single sport.
Instead of a well-rounded, because it used to be you play baseball in the spring, soccer or track, football in the fall, basketball in the winter,
or volleyball. Josh, I play volleyball. Okay, don't hate.
All right, and then baseball in the spring, but now it's baseball.
Or just film the sport, or basketball. Yeah, just whatever sport it is. And then if you want to play two sports, it becomes and it's just an insane schedule.
Yeah, because it's not two separate seasons. It's you overlap and you do both at the same time. It's Monday and Wednesday.
Yep, exactly. And we're not talking about talented high schoolers. We're talking about elementary kids.
Yeah, we're talking about kids.
It's just wild.
It's not good.
It's wild. It's a different world out there. So I don't think the Orioles are as bad. I mean, this is bad though, Josh. So we get all these injuries.
Yeah.
And now we get the Yankees, the Rays, the Yankees.
Yeah, the hardest part.
We talked about it 2 weeks ago. This is going to be a brutal stretch, and it's going to be even now more brutal because this lineup is not going to score runs.
That's why I said this road trip, you got to show me something. And I showed a little bit in St. Louis, but then it fell apart.
Great series against St. Louis,
I find it hilarious that the Orioles rolled out the home run chain in all their team stores now with the type of lineup that is not going to hit home runs.
Yeah. But with one exception, Josh, our pitching has really held up, especially our starting pitching. True. I mean, even our bullpen has held up.
Yep.
We're still in the middle of the pack with pitching and relief pitching. We're at the upper echelon with relief pitching.
Right.
I mean, even if you take out Lakin's giving up whatever 10 runs in five innings, we're right near the top of bullpen ERA.
Oh, even tonight, Yankees, you only gave up 4 runs through 7. I'd take that any night.
Yep. Cut Cobb Bradish on the bump. The one exception, Spencer Watkins. Josh, you think Spencer Watkins, he's a journeyman guy. He's a journeyman, bounced around. We saw a lot of him last year, a little good, a lot of bad. Right. He had a terrible start against the Cardinals, gave up 7 runs, I think. Spencer Watkins starts again this week, right? Is it tomorrow he starts or the next day? starts against the Yankees.
How do I feel about Spencer Watkins?
Yeah, how do we feel about Spencer Watkins? How long is Spencer Watkins' leash? How are we feeling? How are we feeling about Spencer Watkins?
I mean, he's got a 5.19 ERA. I'm not too concerned about Spencer Watkins because, again, we act like all Oriole pitchers should be under 5. It's shocking to us that Oriole pitching is under 5 as an ERA.
Yeah.
So the fact that Watkins is performing like I expected every pitcher on this team to perform doesn't surprise me, and I'm not bothered by it either because I don't think, again, we're not pulling out all the stops. 12,000 people showed up tonight to the Oriole game because they think Adley Rutschman was going to be there. We're not pulling out all the stops right now. If we were, Spencer Watkins would not be in this rotation. Grayson Rodriguez would be. And Adley Rutschman would be behind the plate. We're not pulling it all out this year.
Yeah. I tend to agree. I think Spencer Watkins starts. It's not about how long Spencer Watkins' leash is. It's about when Elias feels ready to bring up Rodriguez.
Right.
Like, Watkins can go out there and do almost anything. Like, you're going to keep with him until you feel like the next guy up is ready. It is less to do with Watkins and more to do with Rodriguez, I feel like, at this
100%.
Point. Like, Matt's starting pitching confidence meter right now, or confidence rankings right now. Bruce Zimmerman, I've just been so impressed. He continues to just be a really effective pitcher.
Yeah.
Walks very few people, strikes out a whole bunch of people. Tyler Wells, I would put Bruce Zimmerman at number one. Kyle Bradish, even giving up a few runs, he gave it the 3-run homer tonight. I still put Kyle Bradish at number two. That performance he had with 7 innings pitch, 11 strikeouts, no walks.
Outstanding.
Strasburg, I mean, we're talking about a rookie.
They're talking about very few people who've done that.
Yes, it's you know, they were. I think Steven Strasburg was the only guy to do it in his second start or whatever.
Right.
So yeah, I would put Bruce Zimmerman first, Kyle Bradish second. I would put Jordan Lyles actually third, and Tyler Wells fourth. The only thing about Tyler Wells that gets me is just he's limited at how many pitches he can throw.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you can go all year with a starter, you know, who can't throw more than like 75 pitches. It just seems weird to me that you have a starter who just can't throw that many pitches. So that's for that reason alone, I have number four. And then
Watkins number five.
And then Watkins, who I have no confidence in. I feel like every time Watkins is pitching, go on my bookie and bet the over at this point. Even though like he was pitching decently up to the last start.
Yeah, I mean, he's still only got around 5 ERA, 5.12, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't strike out very many guys. He walks more guys. He gets hit harder. It's just all the, if you want to look at all the nerd stats, like things like FIP and XFIP, they're all higher. All higher.
And this,
as if he should be giving more runs than he's giving up.
And this pitching staff has also like been extremely helped by the defense and double plays.
Yeah, the double plays
has really helped his pitching staff.
Yep. Though, again, that's hurt when Jorge Mateo is not there because Jorge Mateo has been excellent in shortstop, and it's a downgrade when you go to Urias. It's a downgrade.
Totally agree.
All right.
I mean, so 4 games against the Yankees. They're losing all 4?
If this is the lineup, Josh, how many runs we got tonight? I'm not really. The home run by Santander.
That's it.
That's it.
And that's probably all we're going to get.
If this is the lineup, or if the lineup does not include Austin Hayes.
Well, Hayes should be back tomorrow.
Okay. And Mateo. Is he coming back?
I don't know the latest on Mateo.
Because this lineup without Hayes and Mateo is not scoring more than 2 or 3 runs a game. I also think, though, when we're healthy, I think this team's going to score runs. There was that game against the Tigers where I don't know. I watch a lot of baseball. I'm sure I've seen this before. I just don't recall where we got. Wasn't it the seventh? It was definitely the eighth and the ninth. I think it's the seventh, too. And the eighth and ninth where we got the bases loaded.
Yeah.
And then in that same game, we had like two solo home runs. It was like it's we could only
hit
home runs when no one's on base. We had another solo home run today. So I think we were hitting better than maybe the total runs scored shows, at least when we're all healthy. Right. When we're putting out this lineup, we're not going to win a game. We're not going to win a game. And we're not going to score more than two runs. It's not happening.
Yeah. Mateo and Hayes are both supposed to be back Tuesday and Mountcastle Friday or Saturday.
Okay. So with Mateo and Hayes, we can maybe get up to three or four runs. and then with Mountcastle, we can go back up to maybe getting five if we have a good night.
But that's after the Yankee series.
Yeah. But tomorrow we throw in Watkins. We're going to lose that game by 10 runs. Then we have Gerrit Cole versus Jordan Lyles. We're not winning that game either, Josh. I hate to say it.
No, not with Cole.
That has the making of a, I feel like that's a 6-1 game where Gerrit Cole has like 12 strikeouts. That's going
to
happen.
Or Lyles, to me, it feels like the type of game where Lyles pitches his heart out and the Orioles lose 2-0.
Yeah, I can see that as well. And then you have the only winnable game in the series, Bruce Zimmerman against Jordan Montgomery. But again, Bruce Zimmerman needs to give up like less than, you know, two runs if we want to win that game.
That's an afternoon game, right?
Yeah, that's a funky 12:35 game.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess a get out of town game for the Yankees.
Right.
So if we want to win one game in the series, it's going to be Thursday. That probably won't happen. So yeah, I think in all likelihood, it's going to be a sweep.
Yeah, which sucks because we were just swept.
And then we'll be back in the bottom of the cellar in the AL East.
Yeah,
the Red Sox will jump ahead of us.
Thankfully, and we talked a lot last week about how June gets better.
Yes, June does get better,
and everyone's going to give all the praise and all the reason into Adley, but it's also because the schedule gets a whole lot easier as well.
Yeah, and I don't know how much that plays into it, but I mean, listen, if you don't want Austin Hayes to experience getting your brains beat out, then maybe wait till this, you know, stretch of Yankees, Tampa Bay, who always beats us,
right,
and then Yankees is over. Because after that, you get the Red Sox as we battle for last place, and then you get Seattle, who's been struggling. You get Cleveland, you get the Cubs, you get the Royals. So things do get a lot easier after this tough kind of 7-game stretch.
So this is going to be a really tough week, but things get better. And we should enjoy some fun baseball again next week.
But next week on Monday, our podcast is going to be very depressing because we'll be talking about one win, Josh. We'll be talking about one win this whole entire week, and it's going to be a depressing show when you're only talking about one win.
Yeah.
And no Adley. If you combine one win with no Adley, I said the other day the formula for happiness is present success plus future hope, because that's why we were having good success
and
we were hoping for Adley. This is now no hope and bad results. This is the formula for depression, for fan depression.
Oh, yeah. If we get one win.
We are experiencing fan depression right now.
One win this week, and then we go into the Start Monday show where we have to do a series in New York.
Yep.
Yeah.
And no sign of Adley anywhere except on fake accounts.
Right. Exactly. You're right. But we talked about last week, we talked about how this is the time to jump on the Oriole bandwagon. This is the time to be fun.
Yeah, I'm jumping back off. Now is the time to jump back off. If you jumped on, we deceived you, jump back off now. You can jump on later.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say get on in now. Get on in now. It'll be okay. The month of June will be fun. It'll be a bright spot in this year.
All right, I'll take your word for it. And maybe by June, too, there'll be some more baby formula out there because my kid is, you know, she's allergic to dairy.
Have you tried the Canada trick?
No, what's the Canada trick?
Are
you aware of the baby formula shortage? I don't know if people with not out babies, I don't know if they're even aware of this.
Yeah, I'm aware.
But people with babies are all fully aware.
No, I'm aware. I go to grocery stores. Okay. I go to Target. I see that there's no formula.
See, if I didn't have a baby, I would have no idea.
Yeah. So
I don't go to grocery stores. I don't watch the news as much as I should.
All right. So I remember, I am in Florida.
Yeah.
And this is what I see going around. So I don't know how much of this is political conspiracy theories. But everyone down here says this works with the baby formula thing. You go over to Amazon.com.
I'm familiar with the website.
You go all the way to the bottom, and you change it to Canada. So then you're going to Amazon.ca.
Okay.
All right. They have all the baby formula you want. You can order it all. But you can't use your Amazon Prime. You have to pay for shipping.
Oh, really?
But you can get all you want, and they just ship it from Canada. Because according to everyone down here, they don't have enough issue with baby formula in Canada. It's just an American thing.
Well, you know, and that makes sense on the one hand, because I know we have funny FDA rules,
right,
where we're not allowed to import any from Europe.
Oh,
I'm sure
weird.
Canada has a better connection, a better relationship with Europe. Yeah. I bet they import from Europe.
Try the Canada thing and let me know if it works out.
All right. Because we're at the point where Emily was sending me over to Easton. She put an online order, and then I was starting to go there, and then they canceled the order because they ran out.
All right.
So then I couldn't get it from Easton. So, but
right,
we also,
after the podcast, send me the type of formula so I can look around Florida for you too.
All right. Because it's a weird also, like, because she's allergic to dairy. So right. It's also a weird kind of non-dairy formula.
Yeah, understand. So send me, I'll help you out too. But check out Canada.
All right, I'll look into that.
We're not getting political on this show, but that's what everyone's talking about down here.
I really don't know what I'm talking about. I haven't bought. Emily has been kind of getting formula, and Aunt Lena brought over some formula for us too that she found. I guess she gave them a real sob story so she could actually get more than she was supposed to get about a sick baby. I'm like, Aunt Lena, I don't think you have to go through all that, but whatever, thank you. I appreciate it.
At least she's not making it herself for you.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I'll check with Emily, see if she knows about the Canada
thing. Try the Canada loophole, and then let me know so I can try Florida.
Yeah. Well, Josh, you're I go to you for your reliable connections. You know about all this stuff. How's those PlayStations coming, Josh?
good time for a PlayStation update. So, because I last week we did the live show, and as soon as when we do the podcast, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. You know, I don't want it to ring. I don't want it to make noise.
I saw a couple times you can have the TV. I wish you would put your TV on Do Not Disturb too with the Oriole game. But anyway, go ahead.
I focus more on what the audio sounds like, and the audio listener cannot see when I glance over to see if the Orioles are doing anything.
Okay. I know, but I can see it, Josh.
All right, you want me to put it behind me so you can see too?
No. I just want you to stare into my eyes the entire episode. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
I've done that enough in my life. So I finished the podcast. I leaned back. I'm like, oh, good episode. I thought it was a lot of fun last week. Thought we had a good show.
Yeah,
I turned off Do Not Disturb, and it says 11 missed calls.
Oh, my. Mike Elias. Like,
what's going on?
He's ticked at us.
I'm like, so I turn it on. It says 11 missed calls from the PlayStation guy. 11 missed calls.
Is that in your phone? Is he PlayStation guy?
No.
Okay.
But I'm saving putting his name out there for him.
All right.
I'm protecting the guilty.
Yeah.
So I see that, and I call him back, and I'm like, because in my mind I'm like, oh, he did tell me he'd have him today. He's been trying to call me to drop him off.
Yes. This is the day.
Yeah, this is the day. So I call him back, and it's immediate. I care. I do feel bad about this.
He was listening to the podcast.
He was listening to the podcast. I said, what? I said, I didn't know you listened. He goes, oh, I listen all the time.
Yeah. That makes me like him a little bit more now.
And
that makes me like PlayStation guy a little bit more now.
I said, well, you got to remember, the show's also part entertainment. So I got to hype up my frustration and everything.
Hype up your frustration, Josh.
Hold on.
Did you say spot the lie?
I said.
Spot the lie.
I said, so I try to exaggerate everything, but I haven't exaggerated.
Need no exaggeration.
But I said, I haven't had to exaggerate anything in this story. He said, well, I promise.
A year anniversary.
Look, he goes, look, I promise. I'm going to have them tomorrow for you. I promise. You won't have to ever talk about this again. I will have it tomorrow for you. Next day I call him. He's like, yeah, I got to go to the office. I'll be there at 10 a.m. and you can come pick him up. So, all right. Sounds good.
You should say, if you don't have them, I'm taking your right pinky.
I give him time. I call around noon. He goes, I had to go out of town real quick for business. I'll be back tomorrow. He then, according to his story, did not come back in town until Friday night. Late. So then he texts me. Yeah, sorry, I just got back in town Friday. I'll meet up with you on Saturday. Saturday, I call him. No answer. He texts me at 5 in the morning on Sunday. Today's the day.
Yeah.
I was out too late last night. Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't awake.
Out too late and still up at 5 a.m.
So I said, all right, sleep. I'll meet you there. No problem. No answer, no call, no show, doesn't respond to anything yesterday. Today I call him. Oh, well, everyone's out of the office today. I can't get it today. I'm sure I'll have it for you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So
you're going to get him tomorrow?
I'm getting him tomorrow. Yeah. Getting him tomorrow. Yeah.
All right.
Man of his word. Getting him tomorrow.
Have a happy ending to this story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want, more than anything, Josh, I want this story to have a happy ending.
No one has told me as many lies as this guy ever. Yeah. For an entire year, it's happening tomorrow or it's happening later today.
This sounds like Mike Elias talking about Adley Rutschman.
Imagine if Mike Elias said, oh, yeah, you'll see Adley Rutschman tomorrow. Then Adley Rutschman's not in the lineup. Oh, yeah, yeah, Adley will be here tomorrow. No Adley in the lineup.
I promise, we lose our minds even tomorrow. When he doesn't say that.
Oh, yeah, well, I forgot it was a 7 o'clock start. He'll be at tomorrow's noon start. No Adley.
And he does it for a year.
Right, yeah. Mike Elias is screwing with me on these PlayStations, apparently.
Yes. See, that's why, Josh, that's why this whole thing with Adley Rutschman doesn't bother you. Because you're like, what is this? I've been waiting a year for PlayStation and been told I'm getting them. So it doesn't bother you at all because this is minor compared to what you've been waiting for.
I know. I bought the new baseball game. I bought the show on the PS4.
Yeah.
Because I thought with my luck, by spending the 60, 70 bucks on the PS4, I'll get the PS5s the next day.
Yes, but no. Yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah,
good.
I had the same plan for Madden. It didn't work for Madden.
Well,
I played the entire football season.
May work out for the next Madden.
Now I'm just hoping he at least has it for me by wedding present. Because it's so ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. Hey, meanwhile.
See if I get any phone calls after tonight's show.
I hope you do. Keegan Aiken is throwing another gem. Love Keegan Aiken.
Keegan Aiken's relief appearance has been excellent.
He is, to me, the most surprising performance of anyone on this team.
Are you glad they're keeping him in the pen and not getting too excited to try to move him to the start?
I love it. It makes me so happy that they didn't put him in the starter.
I love
this. This is the definition of you found something that works. Like, it's not broke. Don't fix it. Right? Like...
Yeah,
but they're extending him tonight. Like, he's throwing what, 4 innings tonight? So
no,
this is the most I think he's pitched all year.
Right, but that's what we want him for, long relief.
But out of the bullpen, yes, out of the bullpen. And this is a great spot for him to save the bullpen.
Yeah, this is Zach Britton failing as a starter, and then finding a spot that he just thrives in.
Yeah. Hey, listen, and I hope Keegan Aiken can thrive in this for years to come. Because if you would have said Keegan Aiken is going to be a part of our future. Well, if he'll be there in 2023 as I wear my 2023 World Series shirt live on Facebook.com, I would have said, you're crazy. You're crazy. Keegan Aiken is not a part of the future. But now, all of a sudden, maybe he is.
maybe in this pen.
He is.
Maybe we found a spot for him.
Yeah. All right. Let's get out of here.
All right.
So you can go back to watching the game.
Watching this game, I glance over at the game, it's 4-1. I glance over at the game 40 minutes later, it's 4-1. I glance over at the game, the Orioles are striking out. I glance over at the game 20 minutes later, the Orioles are striking out. The most entertainment thing I've seen in this game is some kid who got a foul ball, happened to get all excited and showing it to his dad, and then he tried to see if he could throw it, and he threw it into the crowd and interrupted the game. It's the best thing about tonight's game. Tonight's game has been completely lame, and all you guys have been suckered into going for Adley Rutschman Day.
Yep. Joke's on you. You just got played.
I've had the sound down the whole time. Did they ever get the Adley chant going?
I don't know. Josh, I had a bad... I'm a little frustrated. I had some long plays here on two NBA teams to win their conferences.
You put money on the Suns? Year.
One was on the Suns and the other one was on the Bucks, and they both went out on the same day.
Yeah.
I was really mad last yesterday.
So you surprised really I know some NBA knowledge, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm impressed you even know those, even knew the team names.
It's our basketball teams. Josh.
Yeah. But I now have $0. I was counting on that to replenish my funds, and they both lost. So now I'm back to $0. Now I have to sit back and wait for Adley Rutschman to win. AL Rookie of the Year. So I have.
You didn't put money on Adley for Rookie of the Year, did you?
Oh, I did.
For this year,
I put a lot of money on Adley for Rookie of the Year this year. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's still sitting good because Torkelson struggled, Bobby Witt has struggled. He's still sitting okay. As Michael Elias calls him up sometimes.
All right.
But you can't win Rookie of the Year unless you play in the majors. So that's kind of a...
Yeah.
And you can't play in the majors if your GM is Michael Elias. So that's a bit of a problem.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Settle down, Birdland.
The thing is, Josh would be upset that Adley Rushman wasn't here if it wasn't for all the fans who are mad that Adley Rushman's not here.
Yes, 100%.
More mad at the fans, and if the fans weren't all upset, Josh would be more upset that Adley Rushman wasn't here.
Yes, I wish Adley was up here, but the fans irritate me.
Yeah, like you make it sound like Josh doesn't even want Adley. Josh wants Adley to be caught up in July just so all the fans can eat it. That's what Josh wants.
It's kind of weird that we... Yeah, I guess I can't use this button tonight.
For fans, by fans.
Yeah.
Section 336, the next generation of Baltimore sports talk.
Because I'm definitely anti-fan tonight. I don't know why, but I am anti-fan. The fans irritate me.
It's by fans, but anti-fans.
It's still by fans. It's nerds. Nerds irritate me. It's just like the fans that get upset because... Tom Cruise wasn't in whatever the latest Marvel movie is because rumors said that Tom Cruise would be in the Marvel movie, and then they go watch it and Tom Cruise isn't a surprise guest in the Marvel movie.
Or Michael Jordan wasn't in Space Jam.
Yeah, exactly. It's the people who get upset that Michael Jordan was not in Space Jam, or the fans that get so mad because the director of that Superman movie got kicked out of it and didn't get to finish the movie, so they pick it WB until they put it out on HBO and let him edit it, and half of it's in black and white, and I have to watch a movie for 4 hours that sucks, but the fans all wanted it.
Yeah. But
yeah, I hate
that because this whole thing is fan generated.
Yes, that's why I'm
not
pissed
even
off.
Orioles generated. It's fan generated.
It's all fan generated.
And then fans get mad when their fan generated thing doesn't come true.
Exactly. That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
That's why I like the home run chain. Because that started in the clubhouse, in the dugout. And they just invited fans to participate in it today.
If it started on Twitter, you wouldn't like it.
If it started on Twitter, I would not like it.
Yeah.
But actually, maybe not. It's the fact that fans created it like they had some control. Like, if we all wish that this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And then they get mad that it doesn't happen.
What? In their defense, it was media too. I mean, Jason LaCampaca and Kenny Weinman was saying this. But again,
Jason LaCampaca, how much crap has Jason LaCampaca said about the Orioles? His entire career, all he's done is talk negative about the Orioles. And now you're going to trust him about Adley Rushman's debut?
Yeah. And he doesn't have any inside information to the Orioles or
whatever. He does a show called Inside Access.
But there's no inside access.
Is that the name of the show?
Yeah, it is Inside Access. Maybe there's some inside NFL access with his job with CBS, but no one has. I mean, it's Fort Knox in the warehouse, I guess.
I just always cracked up that his show was called Inside Access, and there's nothing inside in that show.
Yeah. So. Yeah. They got this one big time wrong. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
I thought you were closing the show out.
Glad you could vent about the fans. Yeah, you can follow us. Write us a review on iTunes. Go and give us 5 stars. Yeah. Even if we do hate you, the fan. Go ahead and give us 5 stars anyway.
Yep. Go on over there.
I don't hate you. Josh hates you.
I don't hate you.
I like you, fan.
I hate the fan movement.
I think Adley should be here today too, fans. I'm with you.
I don't hate the fan. I hate the way the fans handle this Adley.
I don't hate the fans.
I don't hate the fans.
Yeah. I was just happy. Yeah. It's fine. You can follow Josh's dad. Hate fan takes on Twitter too. He had some hate fan takes today on Twitter.
Hey, and at Josh Soroka.
Also, Josh Soroka, where he patronizes other Oriole fans.
Well, what you should do is go on over to section336.com to Patreon us. Yeah. You can click on support and support us over in Patreon for $3.36, or send us whatever amount you would like through PayPal to help us keep the show going. Also, you can click on the store because I put a new shirt up today. I sent you with that. You on board with this 336 home run chain t-shirt?
Yeah, a bit self-grandizing, but whatever.
Definitely
I'm okay
self-grandizing.
With it.
So I saw that the Orioles were going to say, everyone was talking about how they'd have these in the home run chains in the team store this week. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get a 336 chain up before we do the show. So I got a chain t-shirt up there. And I've got about three or four more shirts I'm working on, so we're going to have some new 336 shirts up this week. So make sure you check out section336.com.
All right, I'm still believing. I still got my 223.
And we're sticking on to that 223. Get your 223 shirts up there.
Because once they call up Adley, Josh, they become World Series contenders immediately.
I'm thinking, how do I take advantage of this fan base? I am kicking myself that I didn't make a I was there, Adley debut, May 16th, 2022 t-shirts.
I was there when you were supposed to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
I held up mine in the bargain.
Exactly.
I was there when you were supposed to be there. I was there in the bargain.
I'm here. And sucker all these fans into buying t-shirts.
Yeah, and then in the back, you have their name on the back, to sucker.
Right. So, anyways, more t-shirts going up there as we try to have fun with t-shirts.
All right, check out the website. You can also follow me on Twitter at section336. Thanks for listening, boys and girls. And as always, go O's. And call up Adley.